Welcome back to this 2020 podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have Carter Lee. He's Bruce Lee-ish. He's a martial artist, and we're going to talk to him how he's going to use his martial arts and getting into the movie business. So why don't we just give Mr. Lee a call, and let's see what he has to offer you. And here we go. Martial artist, Carter Lee.
Hello, this is Carter Lee speaking.
Hey, Carter, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Great. Hey, so what made you want to get into this movie business in the first place? Was it an actor, or was it your love of martial arts, or what was it?
It was absolutely my love of martial arts. I pretty much grew up doing martial arts, and obviously watching Enter the Dragon and It Man.
Yeah, I love Bruce Lee's movie. I like that one where one of his lines were, "Boards don't hit back."
Yeah, one of his many iconic lines from Enter the Dragon.
So where are you living right now? Are you still up in Oregon?
Right now I'm here in Eugene, Oregon, literally in the University of Oregon. My girlfriend who I'm living with, she just got her master's degree. We're thinking about moving here soon, though obviously COVID has kind of slowed that down a little bit.
So you've been a martial artist for over probably more than 10 years.
Yeah, most of my experience comes from Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which has been a little over 10 years now. But getting technical, ever since I was 6 years old, I was exposed to martial arts and just never really remember a time not practicing martial arts.
So you graduated to the form that's the most higher chances of surviving with the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, I got into martial arts when I was six, but I didn't start Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu until I was 10 because very effective, and then my dad and I just fell in love with it.
That's great. I used to train with a guy. His name was Stuart Wilson. His dad was Mr. Whipple from Squeeze the Charmin.
Wow.
But he was actually in a movie with Van Damme. They fought in between the cars, and he was wearing a kilt.
Mm-hmm.
That was the guy. So I started training with him a little bit, and he always says, "As hard as you go, that's as hard as I will go." Because he can annihilate me in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So then when I start feeling confident and I take a cheap shot, boom, 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 just hit me like 7 or 8 times. He's like, "Don't do that again."
Yeah, that's basically what growing up training jiu-jitsu was like all the time, I trained with a lot of adults because not many kids were doing jiu-jitsu when I was doing it.
Right. What is all those videos of you with those cables? Are you actually practicing something?
Yeah.
Are you actually shooting something, or what were you doing there?
That was video footage during my training at LA Stunts.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really nice because I wasn't training with like 50 people. I was training with in the video, like 3, 4, maybe 5 other people. So we got really personalized individual training. We learned a lot. All that footage was just, we got to practice wire work one day. Man, it was a blast.
So you went to college up in Idaho, right?
I did. Idaho State University in Pocatello, Idaho.
And you got your BA in film and video art. So you're in video production as well?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough because the university just got rid of the major, but it was a major combining theater, film, and video arts. I was taking theater classes and more than just acting, taking scenic design, lighting design, directing, and then I was also learning theater and television production.
Now that's good to know everything, especially lighting, because then when you come in as the actor, it's always find the
mm-hmm.
light. You kind of know more than the other person.
A little bit. And I've studied film ever since middle school, just basic editing, and then in high school and college is really when I started to learn production. And I like to think that I kind of have a general idea of how production works, everything pre-production and to post-production.
Is there a lot of opportunities or any opportunities where you're at right there in Oregon?
A little bit, yeah, because simple corporate video, which I also learned in college, is so many companies want video content for their business. Pretty easy to even just basic editing skills, media editing skills, it goes a long way.
So would you like to be also like a stunt double? They know the martial arts, but you know how exhausting it is to do 30 takes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, is that something you'd be interested in as being a behind-the-scenes stunt guy as well?
Yeah, as a double, really anything, the physical lifestyle, and then more than just the martial arts, just learning about stunts. I actually was a lot of fun doing high falls and wire work, and even getting hit by a car and stuff was a lot of fun. Even if it's just extra stunt work, or if they just need someone to get punched by Captain America, or doubling someone, I think would be a great experience.
So as far as acting-wise, you're kind of a newbie then, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Newbie alert. Newbie alert.
I had no idea, because when I realized that I wanted to do stunts, I knew nothing about acting before learning about it in college, and it totally shattered my preconceived notions and just my thoughts about what it was. I feel like I gained a lot of respect for it and how hard it is and challenging.
Mm-hmm.
But I was involved with one production at my university, and I'm very new at it, but I wouldn't mind advancing that and trying that out in film.
Yeah, why not? Because I saw one of your dramatic scenes. You're really good. Yeah. I wasn't looking at you as a martial artist. I was looking at you as an actor.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the one production of my university that I did. And yeah, it was super nice. It was also kind of a nice opportunity. Being Asian American, I don't see a lot of opportunities for Asian American actors. My theater production, I was lucky enough that they needed an Asian American. Going to school in Southeast Idaho, where it's mostly white people, being the only Asian American, I was like, I might as well take advantage of this. And it was actually a great experience.
Yeah, that's awesome. I was going to say, take advantage of it. Everybody else does.
Yeah.
Because anytime you're on a set, like there's like an extra part or something right there, it always goes to the guy's friend or someone's sister or a nephew or a daughter. I'm like, I've been here doing stand-in for you guys for 10 weeks already. How about I'm right here.
I can do that part.
I'll stand in for myself.
Yeah.
A couple of times I just asked for it. And sometimes they gave me like a little speaking part, but while you're there, take advantage of anything you can.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, so we kind of know what you've done, your theater, and you got your martial arts experience. We know you can do stunts and we know you can actually act. And it seems like you got a plan going with your significant other.
Absolutely.
To get your career going. By the time you're 25, you should probably already be in SAG and pretty know where you're going.
Yeah.
Just when you finally get that gig, save your money. Just live below your means and save your money.
Absolutely.
And don't ever leave. Stay there forever.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll go 20 seasons. All these actors, I'm leaving. This does not work for me.
Yeah.
And then they don't do anything and the show goes on for 14 more seasons.
They're
like, oh, you made a bad move.
Yeah.
If I ever get on anything, I'm never leaving.
Yeah,
I'm staying
there.
You want to cut my salary in half? Okay, I will work for $100,000 instead of $200,000. I will take that.
Yeah, so would I. I would absolutely take that in a heartbeat.
We're going to cut you in half again. Okay, I'll work for $50,000.
Yeah, okay, you know.
Where do you see yourself before you're 30? What do you want to accomplish?
Oh, before I'm 30, I really expect to see myself in SAG, having work under my belt, obviously still training in martial arts, just be doing what I can working, making that next step of being just stand-in or stunt guy, stunt double, to maybe just being the next Jackie Chan or Bruce Lee.
Exactly. They can cast you, and you can do most of your stunts anyway. I know you'll get tired, but you're like, no, sit down. I got this one. Boom, boom.
Oh, yeah.
All you need to do is go in there and throw the final kick, and then they cut to your face. You can have the stunt guy kick 1,000 times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's so great. So where would the best place for someone to find you online? Would it be your backstage profile or where else?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you can look at my Instagram, Divine Fist Lee, post a lot of cosplay stuff and stunts. I would say if you really want to find me, I would absolutely go to my backstage.
So wrapping up here, is there anything else you'd like to say before we go?
Just thank you so much for this opportunity. It was really awesome talking to you. A lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you, Johnny. Yeah, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
I have a good feeling about you. Keep going. Stick with your plan. It was great talking strategy and goal settings. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
All right, thank you. Yeah, you too. See ya.
Bye-bye. Time for the lesson. Bye-bye. Listen, learn, because here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down, JK's gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. When it comes to things that you don't know, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up your beauty. They'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the heck does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 9 under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life's been out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to heck with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yep, final lesson here, of course it's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games, but now I'm kicking butt and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, it was a long, hard crawl, but it was all worth it. I'm a box office straw, opportunity was there and I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. And you can be like me enjoying fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson.
go and learn it. Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Key. Until the next episode, bye-bye.